with that, let's move into a meditation and a message from Kryon. Take a moment to relax into the space in which you exist. Feel the energy of the earth below you. Let's give gratitude and thanks to this wonderful divine energy of Mother Earth that loves us, supports us. We exist because of the beautiful partnership we have with the planet. And take a moment to reflect on who you are and why are you here. The who you are is a divine, magnificent human. The why you are here is the reason of the shift in consciousness for collectively. As we raise our consciousness, the entire vibration of the planet changes. And as we change ourselves, we pave a way for others to follow. You may place your hands on your heart and feel into the magnificence of that statement. As we change ourselves, we pave a path for others to follow. We now give gratitude and thanks for the message from Kryon that is changing our path.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. Dear ones, this month, we have been giving you four parts to a subject that I will describe yet again. This is part two. And the subject is this spectacular truths that make people question that which is true or not. Controversial, they are. Spectacular, then, controversial truths is the subject. And we have chosen four things that we have discussed before many times, but we are putting them together in this entire month for a reason. We're grouping them for a reason so that you will hear them as a group and realize perhaps what we have said so many times. Things are not always as they seem. I hesitated a little bit when I wanted to say that word, controversial. And here's why. The audience I speak to right now, the membership that I speak to right now, is what they would call on board with this particular controversial truth. And yet this particular channeling will be heard by thousands who are not in that membership. And they need to hear me say something yet again. More controversial this will be to those on the street rather than those, perhaps, who are light workers or old souls. And here it is. Dear ones, this galaxy of yours is teeming with life like yours. Did you hear that? And I'm not talking about microbes that you may find on the moons of the planets in your solar system. I am talking about those who may even look like you. A while back, we gave a full channeling about this. We told you the truths of science about this, that science and astronomy in general, those astronomers are looking for life because they now realize that the elements that created life on this planet in the form that they did and the reasons they did exists everywhere. So for you to think that you are alone completely in this galaxy and that there is no other life is really very comical. Like a man who perhaps grew up on a desert island because they were marooned perhaps with their family and they'd never been anywhere else and they've never had contact with anyone else, looks around on that island and sees the beach and says, I wonder if there are other beaches on this planet. Because they haven't seen any. And they haven't thought about the fact that what created that beach creates hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of beaches just like that one, everywhere. This is your planet. What makes this startling, controversial, is that they have not presented themselves to you as a society, as anything, and said hello. Now, there are those who would say, well, yes, we know that they have come and they've gone and whatever. I'm not talking about that. Dear ones, there are many things that you should understand and realize about this particular subject. So let us start at the beginning, but we condense it because we have given this before. The galaxy, all of it, is approximately the same age because it was created as one thing. Within the universe and the age of the universe, this galaxy is similar to other galaxies. But within this galaxy, the age of it is similar all over. The trillions of suns are the same stuff that made your sun. And the time that they've been there is approximately the same for so many of them. Science has discovered, and it hasn't been that long ago, that there are planets that are Earth size in a habitable zone, that is, right where you are, the distance from the sun you are, all of the things, the orbit that you have, that there are planets just like yours in the habitable zone around stars in this galaxy. And they have given you numbers. In the billions they exist. Billions, not just a few. And if you look at that and you say, well, the elements are the same, the time is the same. What are the odds that life exists like yours in other places in your galaxy? And a statistician would have a lot of fun with this because they would say it is a guarantee that they are there. And they are. But still, there are those who postulate they don't exist because you haven't heard from them. Now, let me tell you fact number two. Your biologists and those who study the Earth will tell you that life on this planet started actually two or three times. And that it didn't get a start that lasted, and millions of years went by before suddenly it took, meaning that photosynthesis came along and life started and remained and has been there ever since. You had a late start, dear ones. Now this is something you can find in biology, in those who are the experts and talk about this planet, how long it's been there, how long life has been here. If you think about this, what are the potentials that the other Earth-sized planets in this galaxy, in that habitable zone like yours, did not have a several million year postponement of life in the development that you see now? The odds, once again, are in the favor that you are the new kids on the block And you are. We've given you this information again and again, controversial, strange to so many. But then there's the scientist who is shaking their head going, makes sense. You haven't seen it. You haven't talked to them. But I'm here to tell you, as I have so many times, you have a galactic family that knows you're here. Why is this so spectacular? The reason is because of all of those Earth-sized planets that have life on them now that may be way advanced than you are. The spectacular part is they know you. And the spectacular part is they know what's happening here, especially since 2012. There is a galactic family you will meet someday, and you will think it is so naive of you and humanity in general to have ever doubted they were there. Again, why aren't they here now? Why aren't they here talking to you now? Those same statisticians who would agree that life must be out there may then take a breath and say, well, the statistics aren't near as good because they haven't said hello. They haven't contacted. Maybe they're too far away. That is not the answer. Maybe they don't have a way to contact you because of the distance. That's not the answer. They're waiting for something, dear ones. I have said this before. I want you to follow along with the reality of a scenario I'm going to give you. Let's say tomorrow you will have some kind of spaceship come down and land on the White House lawn in preparation to say hello. What would happen to that craft? Do I have to tell you? It wouldn't make it to the lawn. It would be shot out of the sky before it ever had a chance. Now, what I'm going to tell you is from your galactic family, a message. This planet is still barbaric. This planet has not grown up yet. It's too dangerous for them to come. All of your science fiction movies regarding ETs, it's very interesting. It has them coming to you as a danger. They're going to steal your gold, take your oceans, and kill humanity. Some have even said they're coming to eat us and you. I'll tell you this again, if you haven't thought about it. Dear ones, that is a consciousness that you have, not your galactic family, who is far more advanced in consciousness and even love. Not all of them, but the majority. You are the dangerous ones, and it's interesting that you put upon yourselves the very stories in your scientific movies and your science fiction reflects your own consciousness of what you expect from the outside, conquering, harm. When they finally meet you as the galactic advanced family, you will see compassion, love, because they have gone through what you are learning to do right now. So many have gone through a turnaround. They have the same creative force. That creator which created you and your soul created them and their soul. Did you ever think of that? What if you soul share on a regular basis with those from other places in this galaxy? What if you did? And the answer is, you do. Did you know that since a soul is absolutely eternal, there's no beginning and no end? Did you understand and realize? Have you ever thought about it? Maybe you've been on the other planets yourself. Maybe you have what we will call galactic past life experience. Wouldn't that be something? Well, it is true. Spectacular, controversial, hard to figure out. How does it work? All of these things, dear ones, will come about in a way that will explain themselves as you go. This galaxy is filled with family, benevolent family. There are some, dear ones, who would visit this place called Earth and come and go because they can't stay, because they're not the ones that are coming later. The ones that are coming later will look a lot like you, and they will tell you stories about what they went through, which is much like what you are going through. Maybe some of those will be a million years older than you, perhaps even more. They will be the masters. You will hear from them. How soon, Cryon, will I hear from them? And the answer is, as soon as you make those changes on this planet that we have told you about over and over, that are now only beginning to start. This is a truth, dear ones, a major truth. Spectacular it is. And so it is.